the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
On February 16, 2018, Asian communities worldwide will welcome the Year of the Dog. Based on the lunar calendar, the Lunar New Year celebration, also known as Chinese New Year or Spring Festival, falls on a different date each year, normally between January 21st and February 20th. Lasting for 15 days, it's a time to gather with family and wish each other happiness and prosperity. In Springfield, Missouri State University will host a lineup of events on campus February 17th to 24th to mark the holiday. I'm Emily Yip. With me today are Dr. Weirong Yan Schaefer, Senior Instructor of Modern and Classical Languages at MSU, and Peng Zhang, China Operations Specialist at MSU's Office of China Programs. They're here to explain about the holiday and the celebration on campus. Zhang.
Chinese New Year is like the Christmas here. It's the most important festival in China. It's all about family. It's a time for family reunion. So all the family members will come back home from near or far for the family gatherings. I would say the Chinese New Year is all about family, friends, food, fireworks, and also some tradition and customs.
Dr. Yan Schaefer shares some of those traditions and customs.
Before the New Year Day, we clean the house, decorate the rooms, and usually we decorate it with paper cuts. We hang up paintings which symbolize happiness and also good luck and bring the wealth to family. And also we eat some special food. You have to eat fish, and fish in Chinese means leftover. That means you have abundance for next year. And dumplings, actually lots of story behind it. For lots of stuff, you know, wrapping up and symbolize family stay together. And also people eat orange. Orange means gold, and gold symbolizes wealth. And people also eat some sticky rice. Sticky means sweet, happy life.
Two other important traditions involve money and visitations, Zhang explains.
For the younger generation, they always show respect to the living elders. They always knee down to their living elders, and in reward, they will receive the lucky money wrapped in a red envelope. We call it hongbao. Throughout the 15 days, another tradition of the family is to exchange visits to their relatives, family members, and friends. So there will be a lot of party going on.
Each new year on the lunar calendar is represented by one of 12 zodiac animals that reflect traditional Chinese culture.
For a lot of dog lovers, I think this would be a nice year for you to celebrate. So for the Year of Dog, there are some lucky numbers and lucky color and lucky flowers. So lucky numbers are 3, 4, and 9. And lucky colors are red, green, and purple. And your lucky flowers will be rose and orchids. The personality or traits of the person born in the Year of Dog, usually they are very sincere, reliable, considerate, intelligent, honest, and humble.
One of the signature events taking place during the 2018 Chinese New Year celebration week on campus is the Chinese New Year Banquet and Show at 5:30 p.m. February 17th. Tickets are $15.
The Office of China Program partnered with Chinese Students and Scholar Association, so the student will put together a show. Before that, there is a New Year dinner, so we'll eat some traditional Chinese food. Following that, we'll have the show. All the programs are put together by Missouri State students.
Events on February 21st, 22nd, and 23rd are focused on Chinese New Year traditions, Chinese arts, and Chinese cuisines, respectively. February 24th has been set aside as a day for the community.
We host a traditional Chinese dance, traditional Chinese music, instruments, and Tai Chi performance, paper cutting, pretty much all the traditional activities we put all together on Saturday for the community. So hopefully we'll get a lot of community people come to experience Chinese New Year.
According to Dr. Schaefer, this week-long celebration is a showcase of the rich Chinese and Asian culture at Missouri State.
We try to involve not only Chinese students, but also involve the faculty and also students who study Chinese and Asian cultures. So from music to painting and from food to martial arts, we try to promote Asian culture.
For more information, contact Zhang at 417-836-5486. I'm Emily Yip for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.